We're joined now in studio by Sue King and Bond Lux. What a great name that is. They're involved with the Baton Rouge Concert Band, and they're going to be performing along with their cohorts at the spring concert of the Baton Rouge Band, and it's part of the Ebb and Flow Festival, which is this weekend, 3 p.m., the Crest Stage at Galvez Plaza in downtown Baton Rouge. And Sue King, this has been one of the fine entities in our community for a long time, and I know you take great pride in the work that the concert band does.
I do. I've been in the band for 10 or 12 years, watched it for many years prior to that. I think it's been in existence for about four decades, started by Vernon Toronto many, many years ago. We've got about 60 members. They range in age from 17 to 70 plus, and after 70, we don't ask them how old they are. Some of them are band directors, former band directors, but the bulk of us are kind of weekend warrior musicians. We love to play, love to share the camaraderie of playing in an organization like this, and try to keep the chops in good enough shape to perform, five or six times a year.
And Bond Lux, you're also a member. Sue plays the clarinet. What do you play?
I primarily play bassoon. Occasionally they let me pull out a Barry sax, but not this time.
Well, I'm sure you're ready to go Sunday. This is a big event.
I think we all are. We just hope that the weather guys do their no-rain dances and scare the clouds away so we can actually perform.
Well, the history of the concert band, Sue, it's been around for a while, and our former producer, the late, great Ricky Stockner, was a major member. I know it has a long and distinguished history in our community.
It does. I think it has done well by the community, and we've expanded out to many other parishes now. I think we've got folks from West Baton Rouge and certainly a lot of folks from Ascension. Our director and assistant director are both band directors in Ascension Parish at Dutchtown High. We've got some folks from, I think, West Feliciana and Livingston Parish, and we've actually got a couple of folks who have just joined us. They come across the basin every Tuesday night to rehearse with us. They come in from Lafayette.
Well, it'll be a big event this Sunday, 3 p.m., Galvez Plaza, downtown Baton Rouge, the fourth annual spring concert of the Baton Rouge Concert Band, and this is something that I know you've taken great pride in, and Bond, you're ready to go, I can tell.
Oh, I'm ready.
Go get them.
We've got about 10 numbers that we've prepared in the program. With it being part of the Ebb and Flow Festival, it's primarily a river water theme. So we go from stuff featuring Disneyland, you know, happy stuff, all the way down to river music, sea music. A lot of good stuff.
All right. We're short on time, but I want to get in Carson McCone. She is an amazing performer, and she is an Austin, Texas native and has played weeknights and local bars like the White House. And she is going to be at the Zeeland Street Market, and this is part of the Dyson House Listening Room, which is now moved to Zeeland Street, and that is tomorrow, Saturday the 6th. She'll be in our community. A recently released Carousel has been a critic's favorite internationally, and good morning to you, Carson McCone.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm sure you're excited about coming to Baton Rouge as well.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm very excited. It's a whole weekend of shows, so.
Well, how would you describe your music?
I don't know. I'm just a songwriter. So I think, you know, the sound changes song to song. I mean, it can definitely go from being pretty traditional kind of honky-tonk to something a little darker and more stripped down. And I mean, the song just kind of dictates. So,
well,
I guess it's ever changing.
You're a young person, but you have a great music background. When did you get started?
I grew up taking classical violin lessons, actually, from a pretty young age. And that was my introduction to playing. Neither of my folks are musicians, but my mom is a writer, and they both were involved in the beer business, and so they were around musicians all the time. And so I kind of grew up on folky kind of songwriter stuff and bluegrass as well. Big fans of bluegrass, my folks. And so I've been around music all my life, but it wasn't until I was about 15 or 16 when I got a guitar that I started actually writing songs and performing out at clubs and stuff.
Well, tomorrow at the Zeeland Street Market, Dyson House Listening Room. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have a time. Do you? Do you know when you're going to be there?
I believe it starts at 7.
Okay. So it's tomorrow evening at the Zeeland Street Market where Stephanie Ferris will be holding court. And we'll hear from Carson McCone. And Matt, do we have a little of Carson's music that we can hear? Let's go for it.
Be my girl. Soap and water gal, someone who'll keep me from downtown. I still like to do my running round. So couldn't I be, I'm not be bound. I'm a dream shop gal, spin me round. Just a dream shop gal.
Now, where did you get that voice, Carson?
Oh, I guess from my folks.
There you go. Well, she has a great sound, and she will be at the Zeeland Street Market tomorrow, 7 o'clock, as part of the Dyson House Listening Room. So thank you for being with us today, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look forward to seeing you come from Austin to Baton Rouge. There's a lot of music in our community, not only the concert band at the Ebb and Flow Festival, but the last concert of the season at Baton Rouge Magnet High School is also taking place. And this is an opportunity this weekend to attend this. It'll be coming very soon. And if you'd like more information, call 225-329-8737. 225-329-8737. For Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.